Okay, so welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. Today, we're going to get into something that I think a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah.
And that is final pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got some information here that I think is going to be very valuable for a lot of people out there.
It is.
It's
actually really important.
At the end of this,
yeah,
you're going to know how to navigate this whole world of final pay in California.
Absolutely.
You're going to be able to avoid all the little traps that people fall into and make sure that you are being fair to everybody involved.
You know, it's interesting, actually. In 2023 alone, California had just a record number of wage claims.
Oh, wow.
And a huge, huge number of those were related to final pay disputes.
Wow. I would not have guessed that that was such a big deal.
Yeah, it's a much bigger issue than a lot of people realize. So.
Wow, yeah. So, okay, well, let's get into it.
Yeah.
So one of the things that's so important about final pay in California is that it's got to be done, like, right away.
Right now.
It's not something that you can just kind of put off.
California Labor Code says final pay is due immediately.
Okay.
Upon termination, regardless of whether the employee left voluntarily or was let go.
So, okay, so that means, like, if somebody's resigning and their last day is Friday and they walk out the door at 5 p.m.
That check needs to be in their hand by 5 p.m. on Friday when they walk out that door.
Got it.
It has to be that immediate.
Okay.
Now, if somebody is let go, say, in the middle of the day.
Okay.
The employer has to provide that final paycheck as soon as that termination decision is made.
So no waiting till the next pay cycle, no delays.
Nope.
So I imagine there's some pretty significant consequences if you mess this up.
There are what are called waiting time penalties in California. And basically, for every day that an employer is late with that final paycheck, they owe the employee a full day's worth of pay.
So let's talk real numbers here.
Sure.
So if somebody makes $500 a day and their final paycheck is delayed by a week,
you're looking at a penalty of $3,500 just for being a week late.
Wow.
And remember, that's not just base pay.
Okay.
That includes things like average overtime, commissions, bonuses.
So it can really rack up.
Can really add up.
Okay. So don't mess around with this.
Don't mess around.
All right. Well, let's talk about something a little bit more fun.
Okay.
Vacation time.
Uh-huh.
So what happens to somebody's accrued vacation time?
So this is where California differs from a lot of states.
Okay.
In California, any accrued unused vacation time is considered earned wages.
Oh.
So it has to be paid out in full when an employee leaves.
Oh, so it's like as good as cash.
Exactly.
It's not like some places where you lose it if you don't use it.
Right.
Okay. Interesting. Are there any kind of like weird rules?
There can be some nuances around vesting. Some employers might have a policy where vacation time accrues gradually, like you earn a certain number of hours per month worked.
Got it.
Or maybe you have to be at the company for a specific period of time before you're fully vested and entitled to the full amount.
So it's not always just adding up all the days you haven't used.
Right.
Interesting.
It's important for employers to be clear about their vesting policies and communicate those to employees.
Well, now that you mentioned something that's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah.
I think we should talk about exempt versus non-exempt employees.
Okay.
Because this plays a big role in final pay, especially when we're talking about overtime.
Absolutely.
So in California, non-exempt employees are entitled to overtime pay, while exempt employees generally are not.
Correct.
But how do you actually figure out which category someone falls into?
Yeah, it can be tricky.
Yeah.
One key factor is the employee's primary job duties that you want to ask yourself. Do they manage other people?
Okay.
Do they exercise independent judgment?
Uh-huh.
Decision making? If the answer is yes, they're more likely to be exempt. Salary level also plays a role.
Okay.
This is honestly an area that's full of gray areas and specific legal requirements.
Okay.
If an employer is unsure, it is always, always best to consult with an HR professional or an employment lawyer to get it right.
Good advice. Good advice, because like we said, you don't want to mess around with those waiting time penalties.
No, you don't.
So, okay. So to recap everything that we talked about today, we talked about how final pay in California needs to be done immediately.
Yeah.
No messing around.
Yep.
We talked about those scary waiting time penalties.
Right.
And how those can really add up.
Yeah.
We talked about how accrued vacation time has to be paid out.
Uh-huh.
As if it was earned wages.
Exactly.
And then we talked about exempt versus non-exempt employees.
Yes.
And making sure that you know which is which.
Yeah. And as you kind of go through all of this and think about it, you know, one question that I think everybody should be asking themselves is, why are these regulations in place? How do these impact the relationship between employers and employees?
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about dollars and cents.
Right.
It's about fostering a fair and equitable work environment for everyone.
Yeah.
It's really important to keep that big picture in mind.
Yeah, I like that. Good advice. Thanks for coming and talking to us.
Wow, ours. My pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.